Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can join our discussion board and find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, it's Dave Kibbe in Damascus, Oregon.
Damascus, Oregon?
Mm-hmm. Our post office is Boring, Oregon.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant. Is it really?
Yes. Well, we'd like it to be more boring, but we have just been pulled into the urban growth boundary for Portland.
Oh, really?
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. So it's slightly less boring, Oregon.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Well, we'll see what we can do for you.
We're going to try to bore you as much as we can.
Arguably what we do best.
We put the bore back in boring. Dave, you're gonna play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle right here will read you three quotes from the week's news. If you correctly identify or explain just two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Yes, indeed.
All right, here's your first quote.
It's time to shut her down and get governing.
That's President Bush this past week, in his own inimitable style, telling a bunch of people to stop fighting and get governing. The government where?
Would that be the Senate?
No.
Good.
It would be odd for President Bush to say that to the Senate. I'm not going to do it. You do it.
Get governing.
Get governing. I'm riding my bike.
Current Senator, get governing.
No, he did not say it to anyone in this country. He wants a government in another country to get going.
That would be Iraq.
It would be. In the 3+ months since Iraqis elected a parliament, they've managed to agree on, well, nothing. No prime minister, no unity government, no paint color for the walls of parliament. Nothing. So last weekend, President Bush sent Condoleezza Rice and British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw to Baghdad to tell the Iraqis to, as you heard,
get governing.
Get governing.
Get governing.
Surprise visits are so 2004.
Right.
I mean, like, it's, as soon, that's when they did them at first, and it was a big deal. And I'm so over surprise visits to Iraq. Or maybe it's just me.
Yeah. Well, the security situation, of course, there is fine. So it can't be that they're afraid of being killed.
Yeah.
It's, you know what?
The thing is that the Iraqis love surprises.
Exactly.
They just love surprises. Surprise! I didn't see you. Oh, I didn't even. This is wonderful. Welcome,
Lisa Rice. Oh.
Well, you know what it's
and
like.
And Jack Straw. This is great. This is like it's not even my birthday.
Hey.
You know what it's like? You announce beforehand you're coming to town. You got to tell all your friends. You got to see everybody.
Right.
You
that's
just
true.
Sneak well, in the middle of the night. You know, no one knows. Yeah. You're going to apologize later. All right. Very good. Here is your next quote, Dave.
The most controversial, disliked, scandalized, mistrusted figure in all of sports chases the most hallowed, historic record in all of sports to the awful tune of a season-long soundtrack of booing and derision, if not outright hatred.
That was Greg Coat, the Miami Herald, celebrating the new baseball season. Specifically, the season debut of what player?
Not Barry Bonds.
Why not? Just because it's too easy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but you're up in Oregon. Oh, you
underestimate us. Go for the boring choice.
Yeah.
Barry Bonds.
Yes, Barry Bonds. Baseball season began this week, and if opening day is any indicator, it's going to be a rough season for Mr. Bonds as he chases Hank Aaron's all-time home run record. Fans in San Diego booed Bonds during batting practice. They booed him when he came to bat. They booed him when he jogged to the outfield. And then finally someone tossed a syringe at him, which he then, it's a true fact, which he then reflexively tried to inject into his buttocks before he caught himself. Oh, wait, people are watching. After the Giants lost the game, one of Bonds' teammates said despondently, and this is just day one.
Right.
All right, here is your last quote.
It's like a fish that can do a push-up.
That was paleontologist Neil H. Shubin talking about his big archaeological find, an ancient fish that not only could do a push-up, but could do it where?
On land.
Exactly right. evolutionary biologists have always predicted we'd find an animal that seemed halfway between a fish and a land animal. Now they've found it. Tiktaalik is the scientific name for the 350 million-year-old fossil that Shubin and his team found in the Canadian Arctic. It had gills like a fish as well as lungs. It had limb-like fins that could allow it to climb out of the water and onto land.
And front and passenger side airbags.
If you can find a better primordial fish, buy it.
New for 7 million BC.
Now, the question remains, why did animals leave the water for the land in the first place? Our guess, the fish schools under the sea were required to teach creationism. Carl, how did Dave do in our quiz?
Dave had the perfect game, Peter. 3 correct answers. So, Dave, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine soon.
Well done. Yeah. Woo. Dave, thank you so much for playing.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I wish, I wish, I wish I were a fish, 'cause fishes have a better life than people.
People.
They don't have all the care and strife of people.
People.
A fish can swim, that's all they ask.